she might be able to solve the funding problem. Unless I'm mistaken, her dad is practically made of funding.
We know about that. But according to her, the use of his ship is all he's willing to consider right now.
He might change his mind if Nakari's directly involved. Can I have her go along on this? I could use someone to watch my back anyway. And she must be competent with that slug gun if you're having her train the rest of the troops.
You're right. She's more than competent. I don't have any objections.
Great. I felt a surge of something like victory, and then wondered why. The obvious answer was that I had become smitten after a single brief meeting with her, but I hoped that wasn't it. I didn't truly know her, after all. All I knew was that I had seen enough to want to learn more. And if I wished she would turn out to be as truly likable as she seemed at first, who could blame me for that? Hoping neither my voice nor expression betrayed any of my feelings, I said, "3PO, would you mind asking Nakari Kellen to join us? She ought to be on the ship somewhere."
"Certainly, Master Luke."
I'm not sure that my voice remained neutral there. Leia's eyes narrowed, and she pursed her lips together as if to ask a question. But I forestalled that by diving into a description of the Chekku smuggling bay and their shadow business operations underneath Uthiel Outfitters. When the Rebellion refilled its coffers again, they'd find an excellent supplier on Rhodia. Nakari had a wide grin for me when she joined us. She wasn't decked out for the field this time. She wore flats instead of boots and had no weapons.
"Thanks for bringing my ship back in good shape," she said.
"No problem," I replied. We briefed her quickly on what we wanted to do. "Do you think your father might upgrade your ship to take part in a mission like that?" I asked. She shook her head.
"He doesn't spend money on anything unless it will benefit his business somehow. The only reason I was allowed to fly the Desert Jewel in the first place was for scouting missions to new planets, and to go hunt rare beasties with some kind of biological oddity his labs could exploit. I upgraded most of the ship, but he helped me get the hyperdrive. A faster ship meant a faster turnaround time and a potential edge on his competitors."
"Oh." That was disappointing, but understandable. I couldn't think of how arming the ship to fight off the Empire would help his biolabs.
"We might be able to earn his gratitude, however," she mused. "You said we have a couple of weeks, right?"
"Yes. There's some give to the schedule because we're waiting on more intelligence."
"Well, he lost contact with a collection crew recently and desperately wants a salvage run."
"What's a collection crew?"
"Basically the hunters and gatherers, 4 or 5 people who go to various planets to collect specimens for the labs."
She deepened her voice and tucked her chin against her neck, presumably imitating her father.
"Go, my minions, and fetch me 300 Yathic acid slugs."
Her voice and posture returned to normal.
"That kind of thing."
I was amused by her impression and cracked a smile, but I didn't laugh because Admiral Ackbar blinked his giant eyes and seemed impatient.
"Okay, got it. So one of Dad's scouts made a discovery recently on this moon orbiting a planet in the deep core, and when Dad got the news, he sent a full crew out, his best one. Hasn't heard from them in a couple of weeks, and he wants to know if his collection crew is still there, and if so, whether anything can be salvaged, especially if there are any living or dead crew and critters on the ship. He'll pay handsomely for any news of it."
"Why doesn't he simply send someone else to go check it out?"
"It's a new discovery, as I said, and he'd prefer to keep it quiet. Industrial espionage is huge in his business. Crews can make a lot of cash on the side, tipping off his competitors. He knows firsthand because he pays bribes to the crews of his competitors as well. He was hoping I could go by myself because he doesn't really trust anyone else. But I told him I was serving the Alliance now. And I am. And the other thing is, the hyperspace lanes to this system aren't well established yet. And being in the deep core with all those mass shadows makes it even more risky. So we need someone who's not only loyal, but also willing to take a leap. The nav computers on the Jewel are pretty good, but I don't know if they're that good.
Add an astromech droid and you'd probably be fine, I said, thinking of R2-D2.
Yeah, well, my guess is that Dad will convince someone to go out there soon, because time is a factor. I mean, he's going to say he's worried about the crew because they might still be alive and need help. But I can be honest. He's really worried his competitors will find out about the moon and exploit it before he can. The point is, Luke, if we wanted to do this, it should be a quick trip. We can go there, find out what happened, and bring back some kind of news. Any kind of news for my father. He would be grateful, and then we could get the Desert Jewel upgraded in time for this mission on Deenon.
Akbar jumped into the discussion.
What are the names of this planet and moon, if I may ask?
The planet is called Shar-Kurat, and it orbits a red sun. The moon is a strange purple place called Fex.
Does the Empire know about Shar-Kurat and Fex?
Maybe. I'm not sure who discovered it, how long ago, or who they sold the information to besides my father. My father's under the impression that its existence is not widely known.
Are there any sentient species?
Not that I know of. I don't think anyone has set foot on the planet yet. It has a poisonous atmosphere and heavy volcanic activity. We just have hollows and scans from orbit. But Fex is very interesting, even though we haven't found sentient life yet.
If searching for this lost collection crew will earn you the credits to upgrade your ship, I think you should do it,
Akbar said.
But it might also serve another purpose, a more important one as far as I'm concerned. It's possible that the moon might make an ideal base for the Alliance, so I want you to scout it with that in mind. Keep an eye out for the Imperial fleet, and put down beacons for future reference if you find any satisfactory sights. But don't lose track of time. Extracting that cryptologist from Deenon is your main priority.